Going back to history, 1936, October 2nd, the first Friday of the month. After Holy Communion, I suddenly saw the Lord Jesus, who spoke these words to me. Now I know that it's not for the graces of gifts that you love me, but because my will is dearer to you than life. That is why I'm uniting myself with you so intimately as with no other creature. Sometimes we're close to God because God has given us so much grace, so we're close to here to the Lord for something for you or for yourself. But Jesus appreciates Faustina just because of pure love. Nothing else, not because she got the grace of, you know, of all the graces. At that moment, Jesus disappeared. My soul was filled with the presence of God. I know that the gaze of the Mighty One rests upon me. I plunged myself completely in the joy that flows from God. I continue throughout the whole day without interruption, thus immersed in God. So we have to learn to live the way she's living. Although you are doing kitchen work or doing something or some errands, always have this, keep Jesus in the heart. In the evening, I fell as if into a faint and a strange sort of agony. So anything, God gives you something, you have to pay for something. Not right? Always lay in the heaven, or not in heaven. You have to pay for that. It is drawn to Him, so we humansly, that it is impossible without some special graces from God to bear the vastness of such a grace in this life. But I see clearly that Jesus Himself is sustaining me, strengthening me, and making me capable of communing with Him. In all this, the soul is particularly active. So God has given us grace. Well, you have to take part. You have to respond. Sometimes very difficult. You know, you have to die of yourself so that the light of God can come in. October 3rd, 36. During the rosary today, I suddenly saw a ciborium from the Blessed Sacrament. The ciborium was uncovered and quite filled with holes. From the ciborium came a voice. These holes have been received by souls converted through your prayer and suffering. At this point, I felt God's presence as a child would. I felt strangely like a child. So prayer for people is very important too. When one day I felt I would be unable to carry on till 9 and ask somebody for something to eat because I was going to bed earlier as I was not feeling well, that somebody answered, "But you're not you. They only wanted you to have some rest, so they make up the illness." Oh my Jesus, my illness is so far advanced that a doctor has separated me from the sisters to prevent them from coming infected. And yet one is judged in this way. She's so hungry. She's after something. So, as if she's saying, "You deserve." Within an understanding. I don't want to write much about external matters, for they are not the reason for my writing. I want in particular to note the graces granted me by the Lord, because these are not only for me, but for many other souls as well. So she wrote something that to share how painful she is, even understood by his close ones. You know, I think she is kind of living in a place that is separate from people. It's a kind of hostel. for the sick people. Even the sister, the nurse, couldn't understand. October 5th, 1936. Today I received a letter from Father Sofoco. I learned that he intends to publish a holy card of the merciful Jesus Christ. He asked me to send him a certain prayer which he wants to put on the back if he received the Archbishop's approbation. Oh, how great, joyful, no, how, oh, what great joy fills my heart that God has let me see this work of His mercy. How great is this work of the Most High God. I'm put His instrument. I am but His instrument. Oh, how ardently I desire to see this feast of divine mercy which God is demanding through me. But if it is the will of God that it be celebrated solemnly only after my death, even so, I rejoice in it already. And I celebrate it in theory with my confessor's permission. You see, she suffered so much for putting this picture of divine mercy out and have the feast, you know, for the whole church only until 2000, when John Paul II promoted. I saw Father Andres today, kneeling and engulfed in prayer, and suddenly Jesus stood by him and holding out both hands over his head, he said to me, "He will lead you through to Rafia." This is another priest, Father Andres. Sofoco is the one, the principal director, but this one Andres. October 11. This evening, as I was writing about this great mercy of God and this great advantage to souls, Satan rushed into my room with great anger and fury. He seized the screen, and began to break and crush it. I was a little frightened at first, but immediately made a sign of the cross with my little crucifix, and the bees felt quiet and disappeared at once. So keep the rosary in your pocket always. Satan is coming at once. Sometimes you don't know when. Hold to the cross. Hold to the crucifix. Today I did not see this hideous figure, but only his anger. Satan's anger is terrible, and yet the screen was not shattered or broken. I went on writing quietly. I know well that the wretch will not touch me without God's willing it. But what's he up to? He's beginning to attack me openly and with such a great fury and hate, but it does not disturb my peace for a moment. And this composure of mine makes him furious. The more you are more calm, Satan's more anger. So, it's not always easy to keep calm. Satan's not, it's surrounding. It's a surrounding voice. The Lord said to me today, "Go to the superior and tell her that I want all the sisters and what to say the chapter which I've taught you. They are to say it for 9 days in the chapel in order to appease my father and to entreat God's mercy for Poland. For 9 days." I answered the Lord that I would tell her, but that I must first speak about this with Father Andres. And I resolved that as soon as Father comes, I will speak to him at once about this matter. When Father arrived, the circumstances were such that they prevented me from seeing him, but I should not have paid any attention to the circumstances and should have gone and settled the matter. I thought to myself, well, I will do it when he comes again. She's scared of the people. Oh, how much this displeased God. In my moment, the presence of God loves me. That great presence of God, which is continuously within me in a distinctly felt way. At that moment, however, it completely left me. Darkness dominated my soul to such an extent that I didn't know whether I was in a state of grace or not. Therefore, I did not receive Holy Communion for 4 days. After which I saw Father Andres and told him everything. He comforted me, saying, "You have not lost the grace of God, but all the same, be true to Him." The moment I felt the confession, I left the confessional, God's presence enveloped me as before. I understood that God's grace must be received just as God sends it, in the way He wants, and one must receive it in that form under which God sends it to us. Any situation, when God's grace comes, say yes, not to wait, not time yet. Human, we wait for something. Oh my Jesus, I'm making at this very moment a firm and eternal resolution by virtue of your grace and mercy, fidelity to the tiniest grace of yours. At night, all night long, I was preparing to receive Holy Communion, since I could not sleep because of physical suffering. My soul was flooded with love and repentance. After Holy Communion, I heard these words: "You see what you are of yourself, but do not be frightened at this. If I were to reveal to you the whole mystery that you are, you would die of terror. However, be aware of what you are, because you are such great misery. I've revealed to you the whole ocean of my mercy. I seek and desire souls like yours, but they are few. Your great trust in me forces me to continuously grant you graces. You have great and incomprehensible rights over my heart, for you are a daughter of complete trust. You would not have been able to bear the magnitude of the love which I have for you if I had revealed to you fully here on earth. I often give you a glimpse of it, but know that this is only an exceptional grace for me. My love and mercy knows no bounds." That means to say, but love was so much, so much, so much, we couldn't understand. And we just believe very little. Jesus found very few people have this trust, this kind of trust. Ask a special grace from Sister Faustina before she leaves this parish, this church this week. Ask her a special grace that we have this full love for Jesus, especially in the Blessed Sacrament. Today I heard these words: "No, my child, therefore you're sick. I grant blessing to this whole vicinity, but you ought to thank me on their behalf, as they do not thank me for the kindness I extend to them. For the sake of your gratitude, I will continue to bless them. For the sake of our intercession for people, Jesus still grants His grace." So very important, to pray for one another. Maybe some people still, until today, they don't believe very much. If you have this grace, you have this trust, pray for them. As is Faustina, praying for those who doesn't believe much in the vicinity, the nearby places, or especially for the sisters. Oh my Jesus, you know how difficult to the community to know this, how many misunderstandings and misconceptions. Despite at times the most sincere goodwill on both sides, but that is your mystery, O Lord. We shall know it in eternity. However, our judgments should always be mild. So in the community, you know, sister, though both parties or all parties have all the good intentions, there are always some kind of misunderstandings. It's true, so true. Sometimes you have good intention to do something good for the other person and they judge you in another way. At times we're fed up with all these people. But in good sense, they're good will. They thought they have the best intentions they have. And you are the same. God's work, man. Patience. It's great and immeasurably great grace of God to have a spiritual director. I feel now that without him, I will not be able to journey alone in my spiritual life. Great is the power of a priest. I thank God unceasingly for giving me a spiritual director, Father Sopoko, for Andres. Today I heard these words. You see how weak you are. So when shall I be able to count on you? I answered, Jesus, be always with me, for I am your little child. Jesus, you know what little children do. You know, conversation. Today I heard these words. The graces I grant you are not for you alone, but for a great number of other souls as well. And your heart is my constant dwelling place. Despite the misery that you are, I unite myself with you. Take away your misery and give you my mercy. I perform works of mercy in every soul. The greater the sinner, the greater the rights he has to my mercy. My mercy is confirmed in every work of my hands. He who trusts in my mercy will not perish, for all his affairs are mine, and his enemies will be shattered at the base of my footstool. So, if you consider yourself a sinner, the greater grace is given to you. So, don't lose heart. How great Jesus is, you know. That's why we trust so little. We don't believe much. We use our human mind. So little, so selfish. So we can't. We think Jesus the same way, thinking about us. The time you convert, grace is coming. On the eve of the retreat, I started to pray that the Lord Jesus might give me just a little health, so that I could take part in the retreat, because I was feeling so ill that I thought perhaps it might be my last. However, as soon as I had started praying, I felt a strange distraction. I interrupted the prayer of supplication and began to thank the Lord for everything he sends me, submitting myself completely to his holy will. Then I felt profound peace of soul. Faithful submission to the will of God, always and everywhere, in all events and circumstances of life, gives great glory to God. Always say yes to the will of God. Always, everywhere, in all events, circumstances of life, submission to the will of God. Such submission to the will of God carries more weight with him than long fasts, mortifications, and the most severe penances. You see, to say yes to the will of God much better than you see do all the sacrifices, all the penances, all the fasting, all these, much less than just you want to say yes to the will of God. This is our fast, real fast. because many times you don't want to do it. Oh, how great is the reward of one act of loving submission to the will of God. As I write, my soul is enraptured at the thought of how great, how much God loves it, and how peace that my soul already enjoys here on earth. Always ready to say yes to yourself. You tell yes the will of God. Oh, divine will, be my love. Krakow, 1936, 8-day retreat, October 20, 1936. My Jesus, I'm going into the wilderness today to speak only with you, my Master and my Lord. Let the earth be silent, and you alone speak to me, Jesus. You know that I understand no other voice but yours, O good shepherd. In the dwelling of my heart is that wilderness to which no creature has access. There you alone are King. When I entered the chapel for 5 minutes adoration, I asked the Lord Jesus how I should conduct myself during this retreat. Then I heard this voice in my soul. I desire that you be entirely transformed into love, and that you burn ardently as a pure victim of love. Silence. By the way, today we celebrate Communication Sunday. But the message from the Pope is silence and word. But silence first. Eternal truth, give me a ray of your light that I may come to know you, O Lord, and worthily glorify your infinite mercy. And at the same time, grant me to know myself, the abyss of misery that I am. You know, Jesus told her, you are miserable. You know, her soul is so willing, so pure, so open, still before the eye of Jesus. So she is miserable. So much so how much we are so miserable. Eternal truth, give me a ray of your light that I may come to know you, O Lord, and worthily glorify your infinite mercy. And at the same time, grant me to know myself, the abyss of misery that I am. I have chosen St. Claude de la Colombière and St. Gertrude as my patron saints for this retreat, that they may intercede for me before the Mother of God, the merciful Savior. During the meditation on creation, at a certain point, my soul became closely united to the Lord and Creator. In this union, I recognize the purpose and destiny of my life. My purpose is to become closely united to God through love, and my destiny is to praise and glorify God's mercy. The Lord has allowed me to know and experience this in a distinct and even physical way. I become lost in a memoration when I recognized and experienced this incomprehensible love of God with which God loves me. Who is God? And who am I? I cannot meditate on this any further. Only love can understand this meeting of two spirits, namely God who is spirit and soul who is creature. The more I know him, the more completely with all the strength of my being I draw in him. In this retreat, the word of Jesus, in this retreat, I shall keep you continually close to my heart, that you may better know my mercy, the mercy which I have for people, and especially for poor sinners. So in this retreat, I shall keep you continually close to my heart, that you may better know my mercy, that mercy which I have for people, and especially for poor sinners. So, Jesus is for all of us, especially for sinners. Thanks, Jesus, for this. And thank you for Stina. You continue to pray for us, intercede for us. So today, in a special way, we say, Chapter, divine mercy, and ask special grace today.